Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
The first seven verses of chapter 1 introduce the entire book, unifying the collections of Proverbs and declaring its purpose. In studying this introduction in our podcast, to accommodate our time limits, we'll use three episodes. The book's title and purpose, its target audience groups, how the book itself summarizes its central truth. So today, Proverbs 1 verses 1 to 3, reading from the ESV. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity. The book's title starts by telling us what kind of book it is. As we saw last time, in the book of Proverbs, the Hebrew root conveys a sense of teaching by comparing. This will take the form of extended speeches in chapters 1 to 9 and terse, witty sayings in chapters 10 to 31. Next, the book's title connects the book with the last king of undivided Israel, Solomon, son of David. Whether Solomon was author, editor, or collector has been debated. As we'll see, the book itself connects some of the collections with others. Hezekiah's Men, chapter 25, verse 1. Wise People, 22:17 and 24:23. Agur, 30, verse 1. And Lemuel and his mother, 31, verse 1. Solomon himself went astray, but he began by choosing God's wisdom over long life, wealth, power, or honor. And so God blessed him with them all. The book urges its hearers to keep choosing wisely. Its proverbs do not depend on Solomon's endorsement. Their validity and unforgettability have stood the test of time. Comparable titles of ancient Near Eastern works are typically addressed to a prince or someone being trained for high rank. The book of Proverbs does not have an addressee. This helps emphasize that the book is not just for the royal elite, but for all God's people. The Proverbs have a threefold purpose. First, the Proverbs are for wisdom and instruction. Becoming wise means becoming skilled in living well, internalizing what to do in various life situations. Wisdom is imparted by instruction or discipline that corrects moral or ethical faults and shapes character. Such wisdom and instruction are rooted in God's word. They honor Him. Secondly, the Proverbs help the learner understand words of insight. To be preserved and transmitted, these words were written. Seeing or hearing them is part of the learning process. But what's seen or heard must be understood, internalized. The words to be understood refer to the wise saying which the book offers. Thirdly, benefiting from the book requires being receptive to instruction, teachable. Instruction so received affects sensible behavior. Not all instruction is beneficial. Depending on the source, it can be toxic and destructive. But instruction based on this book heals and builds up people and communities. It expresses God's goodness, justice, and impartiality. Today, we've considered the book's title and purpose in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Next time, we'll study chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that through your servant King Solomon, you give us wisdom for living. Help us to not only begin well, but to continue well and end well. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.